think bit of sex education is the first place to start, eh? Like, if you just start talking about things and at a very young age and you just don't feel worried about, like, talking to children, I say children, I mean, like, 13 and 14-year-olds, about menstruating, about wet dreams being another example of things that came up in our sex ed classes, about any of those things. If you talk about bodies like they're normal and nothing to be ashamed of, like, that will go a really long way to sort of discussing that. I've never had any problems talking to random men I meet about my menstrual cycle. But then I also did a degree in biology, so I think it's frankly weird when people don't want to talk about, like, biology in a way that affects them. Well, they need a want to change to start off with, right? So, like, if they don't want to change, it's you need to first convince them that they actually do want to change secretly on some level. I think just discussing it more publicly as well is a really good thing. So, like, if you... I certainly wouldn't recommend what I do, which is bring up my menstrual cycle in conversation occasionally. But just talk about it like it's a normal thing. Talk about, like, you know, oh, no, like, I need to go and buy tampons. That's the thing I need to do this afternoon. Like, and while your colleagues or people you work with or people you interact with might initially be slightly awkward about it, like, they'll get used to it. They'll get cool with it. Like, and it's just something we all individually can do is talk to people about the fact that people with uteruses menstruate. And I realise, like, accidentally throughout this entire talk, because NASA also does this, I've been referring to menstruation as being almost entirely a woman-specific issue, and that's not correct. Not all women menstruate, not all women have uteruses, not all men don't have uteruses. But I just get indoctrinated when I read all of the NASA.gov stuff, and it's like, yes, all women do this. So apologies about that. But yeah, if you just sort of talk about it with people, like, and I think particularly, so I'm early 20s, and I think particularly early 20s is when a lot of problems with your reproductive organs come up, particularly for women. So you might get diagnosed with endometriosis, you might get diagnosed with polycystic ovarian syndrome, and talking about things like that also serves to normalize, like, the normal bodily functions and also how your bodily functions are messed up, because we do really need to talk about endometriosis more, because it affects, like, 1 in 7 women or something like that. And certainly if you're a dude or someone who doesn't menstruate and wants to know more about that, as long as you're respectful, as long as you're just like, I really want to know more about uteruses, please, please help, like, to a friend, like, that's certainly a conversation you can have. I think sometimes people who haven't experienced menstruation have difficulty discussing it in a respectful way because they're just kind of grossed out. And certainly I dated someone who made the comment several times that, like, you know, can't trust anything that bleeds for 5 days and doesn't die. I didn't date them for much longer. But you need to sort of overcome that barrier where people are like, oh, this is disgusting, because it's not disgusting. Like, half the world does it for a good, like, most of their lives, right? Like, we have to deal with this monthly between the age of, you know, 12, 13 and, like, 50-ish. Like, so it's not disgusting, it's just a thing that happens. It's like pooping. So I think we should always sort of respect role models' sense of privacy. I know certainly that Sally Ride did not discuss... Yeah, Sally Ride didn't discuss her relationship with a woman at any point during her life. She was incredibly private about it. She was also private about her marriage to a man earlier in her life. The reason that I sort of talk about her as a bisexual is because her partner, Tam O'Shaughnessy, I want to say, has come out and talked about it. And so, like, to an extent, because Sally Ride is no longer here to say, don't, like, because Tam has come out and talked about it, I feel comfortable discussing it in that fashion. I think it is unfortunate that there is not a section in the will that is like, do not talk about any of these things about my life ever, because I put, like, almost everything I did when I was a 15-year-old on that. I don't think they have an obligation. I think when you become a role model, you often develop the ability to do it and you understand how much of a need there is for it. I think particularly these women, a lot of these women, were the first in their fields and they had no one to look up to. So they understand what the lack of that looks like. And so they, to an extent, may put that obligation on themselves. They may feel that they can fulfill a role and that is something that they do. But I really do feel like we shouldn't put down anyone for not being a role model. So there are certainly women who have been to space who I could find very little on except for their names. And I think that's really important to respect and understand why someone might do that, because, like, while they are, like, spacefaring, amazing astronauts, they also just want to live their lives. They're people like us. And I think just remembering that even the most amazing role model you have is also a human, and they like having their own lives aside from their like public lives, is really important to that. I hope that answers your question.